SCORE-DS Roadmap, the Supply Chain Operations Reference Model, SCORE, has been in use by a wide range of organizations since its introduction in 1996. The Supply Chain Council created it, and in 2014 this council merged with ASCM, formerly APEX. In 2022, SCORE received a major consensus-driven update to represent a wider range of organizations. If you are familiar with the model, note that there are now many differences, including new metrics and codes for metrics. It is now called the SCORE Digital Standard, SCORE-DS. The ultimate purpose of SCORE-DS is to design supply chains that focus on satisfying customer demand. Anyone who is registered on www.a-s-c-m.org can access this model for free. This model is explored in more detail elsewhere, but it is important here to express that a model such as SCORE-DS and its integrated metric trees are essential for making sense out of a complex supply chain. Exhibit 2-32 shows how SCORE-DS uses a symbol of two infinity loops to describe the underlying processes that make up a supply chain. Exhibit 2-32, SCORE-DS processes. Note that these are processes rather than functions, meaning that the functional areas or persons performing the activity are kept generic. The concept of a linear supply chain is useful in showing how there are various tiers of suppliers, manufacturers, service providers, distribution centers, retailers, etc. that may be part of a given supply chain. However, a linear supply chain is a limiting concept. Even the term supply chain implies a linear flow, and many experts prefer the term supply network. The infinity loops shown in the SCORE-DS process graphic instead imply that a supply chain is actually a never-ending flow of processes that have no artificial beginnings or endings. The SCORE-DS model creates a structure for supply chain communications within your organization, upstream to your suppliers and their suppliers, and downstream to your customers and their customers. Every party in the supply chain will have its own set of these processes. A buyer's source will be seen as order by the supplier. Exhibit 2-33 shows how SCORE-DS helps create end-to-end visibility and reinforces the concept of a network of never-ending processes. Exhibit 2-33, SCORE-DS, a series of never-ending processes. SCORE-DS can help transform a supply chain from a linear supply chain into an orchestrated supply chain. Orchestration helps the various tiers of supply chain partners create an effective supply chain by helping to align related process improvements so the organizations can develop compatible processes, metrics, practices, people skills, and technologies. Note how the model is always centered on your organization so that you focus on at least two levels out from yourself in each direction. For example, one of your upstream suppliers will have its own tiers of suppliers and customers, and so will place itself in the center of the graphic since it is also a manufacturer in its own right. This process framework can be used for business process improvement, to capture the as-is and to-be states, performance benchmarking, best practice analysis, practices and technologies that result in significantly better performance and help organizations start out at least even with competitors, and organizational design, assessing skills and staffing needs and aligning this information to internal targets. Exhibit 2-34 shows how SCORE-DS has levels 0 through 4 in its process model. Level 0 is orchestrate. The other six major processes are at level 1 of the hierarchy. Levels 2 and 3 are defined in the model, though level 4 is not. Organizations define this level, and possibly even lower levels, using industry, organization, and location-specific processes. Exhibit 2-34, SCORE-DS hierarchical process model with levels 0 to 4. SCORE-DS has four major sections that are all interrelated to help define the overall processes in a way that aligns with key business functions and goals. These are performance. Performance attributes are characteristics, such as reliability or responsiveness, that are used to describe a supply chain strategy. Relative to competitors or other benchmark organizations, organizations select attributes to be at superior or advantage performance in priority areas and set lower priority attributes at equivalent, for example, parity performance. Performance metrics help translate business strategy into supply chain strategy, benchmark against similar supply chains or internal targets, and identify and monitor processes that are the likely cause of performance gaps. Each performance attribute has one or more defined performance metrics at levels 1 through 3 in a key performance indicator, KPI tree. A KPI tree is a hierarchy of KPIs where each lower-level metric serves as a diagnostic for the higher-level metric. Strategic-level KPIs are often aggregated from more specific tactical or operational-level related metrics, so that tactics and operations tie back to strategic priorities in a measurable way. The metric set as a whole can then measure the ability of processes to achieve the strategic objectives of the prioritized performance attributes. Organizations adapt SCORE DS metrics as needed to allow them to be calculated using the data that are actually available in their databases, or will be after they make improvements. Processes. Processes are standard descriptions of management processes and relationships. See Exhibit 2-34. Processes help capture the consensus view of the as-is, for example, what we do and how we do it, the what-if, for example, scenarios, and the to-be, for example, what will we do, where and how will we do it, states of processes. Each level of additional hierarchy helps show how individual processes are configured to enable them to be executed. Mapping a process helps focus on its inputs and outputs and its requirements related to skills, performance, capabilities, and best practices. SCORE DS features sample process maps that can be modified as needed. For example, the workflow for the process P1.1 capture external market signals is shown in Exhibit 2-35. Note how the process has one or more input processes, OE 1.3 here, and one or more output processes, P1.2 here. Also shown are workflow elements such as market data or market insights. Exhibit 2-35, SCORE DS features sample workflow processes. While levels 1, 2, and 3 are industry neutral, for example, applicable to any industry, level 4 is industry specific. That is, organizations develop or select these processes themselves. While level 4 is specified by each organization, the process of linking them to the SCORE DS process hierarchy enables organizations to make their alignment to strategy explicit and measurable. Practices. Practices are a unique way to configure a process or set of processes based on special skills, automation, software, process sequence, or process integration. Practices that the organization believes will result in significantly better process performance can be added to wish lists or be considered when conducting analysis of alternatives. Other practices might be blacklisted. All practices are now called best practices, single category. Organizations decide whether or not a practice is valuable. After narrowing down to viable alternatives, applies to industry and business, the organization may select some low-effort/high-return practices because they are quick wins but also some high-effort/high-return elements to enable their strategy. Organizations can also benchmark practices or work to expand some practices to the entire organization. Practices are categorized by these pillars: analytics and technology. For example, BP049 Lean Planning. Process, for example, BP009 Kanban. Organization, for example, BP160 Lean. Note that SCORE DS is designed to enable a supply chain digital transformation. SCORE DS includes many practices that might be described as emerging, including blockchain, Internet of Things, augmented reality, robotic process automation, artificial intelligence, big data analytics, should cost modeling, predictive analytics, digital twin, smart contracts, advanced data visualization and visibility, real-time location systems, autonomous delivery, stock taking via drones, dynamic inventory management, quick response codes, mobile distribution centers, machine learning, dynamic routing, virtual reality, and multi-enterprise business networks. These practices are linked to specific supply chain processes. For example, for planning the fulfill process, there are practices such as cross-docking, vendor-managed inventory, or machine learning that could be considered. These practices help show where to leverage each technology. Another way that SCORE DS helps to create an intelligent supply chain is by linking to a new model called the Digital Capabilities Model for Supply Networks. This model is discussed in its own area. People. This area helps align staff and staffing needs to internal targets by providing standard skill definitions, experiences, and training as well as standardized skill maturity levels to assess skills and performance needs. Organizations define the needed skill level of a role as they see fit. Competency levels are defined as follows: novice, new to the field or activity, task-oriented, and needs standard/written procedures. Beginner, has not mastered work skills, is task-oriented, and has limited situational perception. Competent, goal-oriented, and has enough skill to do tasks and set priorities, but is still task-oriented, needs an analytical system for decision-making. Proficient, sees the holistic situation and uses it to set priorities and act from personal knowledge and conviction. Decision-making is now intuitive, but problem recognition still requires measuring rather than intuition. Expert, intuitive understanding of the situation and what is possible, able to highlight key points or extend related experience to master new situations. Both decision-making and problem recognition are intuitive. Note that SCORE-DS was developed and continues to be improved using a consensus-based process that brings together diverse manufacturers, distributors, and retailers, as well as academic and government contributors. SCORE-DS does apply to the following activities: all customer interactions from order entry through paid invoice, all product transactions defined as physical materials and services, including equipment, spare parts, bulk product, and software, among others, all market interactions from understanding aggregate demand through order fulfillment. SCORE-DS does not apply to the following processes: sales and marketing, defined as demand generation, research and technology development, product development. Some elements of post-delivery customer support, but it does include returns as a fundamental process. The SCORE-DS model assumes that the product has already been designed and tested for production. However, the design of a product may significantly influence the functioning of the chain, so supply chain representatives should play a role in the design process. This course goes into more detail on SCORE-DS performance attributes and performance metrics elsewhere. To learn more about SCORE-DS in general, start with the SCORE-DS website, www.score.a-s-cm.org. Take the free SCORE course online tutorial and read the Introduction to SCORE document. Then become even more familiar by navigating through the site, starting with the performance area.